Good morning.
If you wonder how come I keep turning funny, it's because I got a crick in my neck. Now I know what they mean in the Bible when they talk about Israel being a stiff neck, stubborn people. Amen. With that in mind, turn to Numbers chapter number 9. Numbers chapter number 9. And I still have a little bit of a cough from drainage and allergies, so just bear with me. Pray that I can get through this without coughing too much this morning. Numbers chapter 9, beginning, as soon as I get my eyeballs up where I can see what I'm reading, in verse number 15. And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony. And at the evening there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire until the morning. So it was always, the cloud covered it by day and the appearance of fire by night. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the children of Israel journeyed. And in the place where the cloud abode there, the children of Israel pitched their tents. At the commandments of the Lord, the children of Israel journeyed, and at the commandment of the Lord, they pitched. As long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tents. And when the cloud tarried long upon the tabernacle many days, then the children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord and journeyed not. And so it was, when the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according to the commandment of the Lord, they abode in their tents. According to the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. And so it was, when the cloud abode from even unto morning, and that the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they journeyed. Whether it was by day or by night that the cloud was taken up, they journeyed. Or whether it was 2 days, or a month, or a year, that the cloud tarried upon the tabernacle remaining thereon, the children of Israel abode in their tents and journeyed not, but when it was taken up, and they journeyed. At the commandment of the Lord, they rested in their tents, and at the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord at the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. We're going to be looking at this morning, being flexible. Being flexible. Let's pray. Dear and gracious Father, we just pray that you would just be with us this morning. There's still a few out sick. And pray, Lord, for my wife and Krista and Micah, who's still sick. And we just pray, are just finished up recovering. And we just pray that you should be with them. Help them, Lord, to gather their strength so they can be with us once again. Hopefully, we pray, this Wednesday night. We pray, Lord, for the services today. We pray, Lord, just be with us this morning during the Sunday school hour as we look at this matter of being flexible. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. But being flexible, I would guess, and I think if I remember correctly, one of the most important aspects of being in the military when I was in it was being flexible. They had this term called hurry up and wait. They would tell you, we got this formation at 10 o'clock on Monday morning, and Monday morning we're going to roll out. We're going to do a fill problem. We need everybody to be there at 10 o'clock. Everybody was there before 10 o'clock, and so at 10 o'clock we had our formation, and something was not quite right, and it was going to be a few minutes. We weren't going to be leaving at 10. Everybody, it'd say, stand fast. In other words, you're supposed to stay in your place and be ready to go to a moment's notice. 11 o'clock would come. We're still there. 12 o'clock would come. Hey, we think you might as well go to the chow hall, get something to eat, and be back at 1. 1 o'clock would come, and we're still there. So sometime in the afternoon, we would finally roll out. And but it was about being flexible, especially with their time. I remember being in the S2 section, trying to get the maps and everything ready for the fill problem we were fixing to do next week. We would have everything almost done, and then division would decide, okay, we're going to change the area where we're going to be doing a fill problem. So we'd have to rush to get the maps done, sometime be working late into the night trying to get the new maps. And then it would change it again the next morning. And here we are working up to midnight sometimes trying to get the new maps ready for the field problem. Anybody with me on that? Anybody know what I'm talking about? It's been in the military. Yeah, we're getting odd, small military people. So flexibility, being flexible. You may have a job now to where you have to be flexible. I have to be flexible what my job is. Usually I know what I'm doing. Usually I have a calendar. I have this inspection over here, and I have this going on here, and I have to be here on this date. But every now and then they'll throw something in there to stir things up. Okay, we need they sent out an email saying we want you to be in Austin by noon on Tuesday morning, this Tuesday. So everything changes. Everything that I had planned, and I had to move everything around because I'm not going to be around. But flexibility in your job, flexibility in your home. You know, nothing, especially if you've got, see, eight kids, seven kids still living at home. Nothing goes as planned. Got to be flexible. Had to be flexible this past week because everybody got sick. And everybody got sick. We all had the flu in different stages at different times. And so, you know, here at church, people had to be flexible. People scrambling. Okay, we got to. So we're going to do with these kids, move these kids here, move these kids here, and figure out who was going where and be flexible. So even in the Christian life, being flexible is part of the Christian walk. And we have to be flexible because we don't know what's going to happen day by day. In fact, in Proverbs 27:1, it says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." And we don't. We don't know what's going to happen. Things happen. Sickness, death in the family, change in things going on at work, things where our life are constantly in flux. And if you can't be flexible, if you can't roll with the punches, as I like to call it, then you're going to have a difficult time in life. some people don't like change at all. If everything changes, they get up in arms. I won't go into a lot of detail, but I have people I work with. Every time they change something, I'll get a phone call from those people asking me what I think about all these changes. And I told them a long time ago that, you know, I actually had a supervisor call me, my supervisor. And he says, "Hey, you know, what do you think about that email we sent out? You know, what's your opinion?" And I told him, I said, "Hey, you know, I work for y'all. I'll figure it out. I'll make it happen." And then you get some though that they give them a little bit of earful of what they really think about things and unflexible. But we need to ask ourselves sort of like a litmus test, some things we can ask ourselves to see if we're flexible. See if we're flexible in our life. Can I adjust my plans when circumstances hinder me? I mean, when your plans change, can you function still when your plans change and things change and you have to change your plans? Can you still function? I don't think anybody likes to have their plans changed when they're planning something. I don't think anybody likes that. I'd plan for me and my wife to go on an overnight date, but then I got the flu, so we couldn't go. So then when the weekend rolls around and it's Valentine's Day, she had the flu, so we still couldn't go and couldn't do anything. So I had to be flexible. So I went and I ordered out a nice meal and went and picked it up. And so we had our Valentine's in the bedroom with her sick, and it was still running slight fever, you know, low grade fever, but it's how we had our Valentine's Day. We just spent our time together that way. But being flexible, you're going to have to be flexible. Can I effectively direct others when a task changes? When things change, can you direct that change with other people? Pastor's good at that. You know, he's good at doing things on the fly because things change, and he's good at him and Mr. Spurbeck. You know, things just change. We've got some people not going to be here sick. How are we going to do that? And they can direct that change. and then get everybody else moving into the right direction so they can be flexible. Do I get upset when my plans fall through? Well, I was a little upset because I was looking forward to my date with my wife. So, but not drastically so. But, you know, some people, when their plans change, they don't like it. And I can remember one time I'd made some plans, and I was going to do things, and we were going to do things this way. And somebody changed my plans. I said, no, we're going to do it this way. Well, we should have did it the other way because it didn't work out quite well like I had it planned. But got to be flexible. You know, sometimes things change. Do you get upset? Do you get upset at authority when you get overruled? You may be at work and you may have a little bit of authority and you can plan things, and then the person above you comes and looks at everything. So not, we're not doing that way. We're going to do, we're changing everything. So how do you react when your authority changes things? Am willing to accept ideas from others? Do you look at the big picture? You know, some people so narrow-minded, they can't see the big picture sometimes when changes are made. And there were some changes here recently in the way they wanted us to record things. And I got to thinking, I said, well, you know, I bet they're going to try. I think they're trying to get rid of the weekly. So I think that's why they're making these changes, so they can have some accountability when they get rid of this one weekly we have to fill out. And these people are all upset that we had to do this new stuff at the end of every week and everything. And about the time I said that, email popped up saying, due to the new changes in accountability, we will no longer be using the weekly as of March 1st. And I'm going, yes. So I was vindicated on that. But sometimes you need to get an idea of what the bigger picture is. Am I willing to stop one task and start another when asked? Can I adapt to different situations? Am I more concerned about my schedule or being a servant? Do I get bent out of shape when things change unexpectedly? You know, things change. Things change at a moment's notice sometimes. So we got to be flexible. So are you flexible? Hopefully we're flexible. What is flexibility? Definition of flexibility. I'm going to give you the definition to give here, and I'm going to give you my definition of what it means to be biblically flexible. Their definition of flexibility is the ability of bending easily without breaking. That's their definition of flexibility. The quality of bending easily without breaking. My biblical definition of flexibility is the quality of being able to bend to God's will other than your own will. Bending to God's will rather than your own will. And there's a lot of times when we have things in our life that we have things planned a certain way. We have things we want to do things. But God lets us know, hey, you know, that's not the way I want your life done. That's not the way I want this done in your life. And you're going to have to be flexible and be willing to change your will to match God's will. To do that, we're going to have to realize that God is in control. We want to be in control of our lives. We want to be in control of at work. We want to be in control. We want to be in control of what's going on. And it's just a natural part of being alive. We want to be in control. But what we need to remember is that God's in control. A lot of times we would be less stressed if we would just realize that God's in control. God knows what's going on. God knows what you need. God knows nothing catches God by surprise. And God is in control, but we'd like to think we're in control. So we get worried, we get bent out of shape, we get anxiety. I remember Seth, he would get upset about adult things. Ms. Harvey nodding her head, she remembered. Seth, you know, we're looking at things going on in our country politically and in the world, and Seth would get worried about those things. And finally, we'd have to just tell him, say, Seth, you know, you're a kid, you're a child. Let us worry about those things. That's our job. You don't need to. We'll worry about those things. He just get worried about things that, as a kid, he just definitely had no. And we as adults didn't have that much control over some of the things going on either. But he would get anxious about those things. But we just need to remember that God's in control. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? Man's goings are of the Lord. We don't understand a lot of things that happen. But God's in control. That's Proverbs 20:24. We need to be more concerned about being a servant than being in charge. You know, if you look at any learning institution, we are training today's, what's the term? We are training today's what? We're training today's leaders. Well, if that's true, they're failing. They're all failing. But why? Because everybody serves. Everybody serves somebody at some capacity. And truthfully, you know, they shouldn't be saying we're training today's servants. In Psalm 119, 125, it says, I am thy servant, give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. And that's how we're going to get our direction. That's how we're going to get our flexibility about knowing what God wants us to do, is by getting in His Word so that we can have understanding. And we need understanding. A lot of times we're too concerned about having the world's understanding than we are about having God's understanding. Another problem we have that makes us unflexible is we don't want to yield to authority. We don't like the idea of having someone over us. And that seems to be the young person thing now. I guess it was always that way, though. But once they get to be 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, they think they know everything. They know better than the boss does. You know, they know better than their parents does. And it seems to be the natural thing to want to be out from under authority. But I would tell my kids, I say, you're going to be under somebody's authority somewhere for the rest of your life, whether you realize it or not. So you might as well get used to it. But obeying your authority, Hebrews 13:17 says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Mainly dealing with our spiritual authority there. But obey them that have the rule over you. Trust God to lead you through people. God uses people to have His will carried out in this world. And so allow God to use you to lead you through other people. Jehoshaphat said, hear, O Israel. See, am I in the right place? I don't think I am. Here. Okay, I had to turn my page, sorry. Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe His prophets, so ye shall prosper. So God was leading the children of Israel through Jehoshaphat. Realize this is not your life, but God's. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. But we're not our own. We're bought with a price. And we should realize that God is in control of our lives. And when we give God control all of our lives, we're going to have to be flexible. We're going to have to do that. Because God has a way of changing things on people in midstream. You're sitting there in the pew, and you're happy where you're at. You're comfortable where you're at, and God starts dealing with you. You know, I want you to go to the mission field. Or maybe I want to start working in this ministry. And God'll take us out of our comfort zone, because sometimes I think we get too comfortable. But God has an act of taking you out of your comfort zone to get you to do His will. And we're going to have to be flexible in that. Do not allow your wants to affect your willing. You're willing to. You know, we have all these wants, but we shouldn't let our desires be so strong that it affects our willingness to serve God. Matthew 26:41 says, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, and the flesh is weak." And our flesh is weak. We want our desires. We don't always want what God wants, because it takes us out of our comfort zone that we talked about earlier. Stay in the Bible daily. If you want going to be flexible, you're going to have to stay in the Bible daily. Proverbs 6:23, "For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light, and the reproofs of instruction are the way of life." You're going to want to be flexible. You want to stay in the Word of God. And we read in Numbers chapter 9 that the children of Israel, they had to be flexible, because they were led by a pillar of a cloud by day or a pillar of fire by night. And I can imagine the day went something like this. They'd finally get someplace and they settle down for the night and they're all comfortable. And they get up, and the man of the house or tent or whatever, he'd get up, he'd go out. He would notice that the cloud's starting to move. He's like, "Okay, everybody up. We got to get ready to go. The cloud's on the move. We got to move." And it says sometime we would travel by day, 2 or 3 days or more. And then they would travel at night sometime. And sometimes I believe they'd sit there and they'd get up in the morning. He'd look and the clouds there over the tabernacle, and so it's stationary. So he says, "Okay, we get to rest a little bit. We don't have to do a lot of walking today." But they had to be flexible, because sometimes I think they'd be up and around looking around at night, and all of a sudden they see the pillar of fire start moving. It's okay, everybody break camp. It's time to start moving. They had to be flexible. They had to be flexible. They had to be flexible because they were always aware of God's presence. They had to be aware of God's presence continually, because the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night marked the presence of God. So when the presence of God moved, they had to move. It was time to go. So it was always the cloud covered by day and the appearance of fire by night, the presence of God. I mean, we live by faith. More so than they did, they had the visual presence, the cloud and the fire. We live by faith. We don't get out in the morning and go look toward Tabernacle Baptist Church and see a cloud hanging there or a pillar of fire at night. We don't have that. But we do have the Holy Spirit, and we need to be in tune to the presence of God, so when the Spirit says move, we can move. I mean, it'd be nice sometime if we could just call up a number and say, "God, I got this question." Well, we can. We just got to read His Word, and we've got to be in tune to the teaching of the Holy Spirit. But I still think sometime a physical phone call would be nice sometimes, you know. It would be nice, especially when you really got something you really feel like you really need. And those direct phone calls are nice. That's why I like calling Dad. He's always a phone call away. But they had to follow the cloud of God. They had to follow the cloud of God. In verse 17, it says, "And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the children of Israel journeyed, and in the place where the cloud abode, then the children of Israel pitched their tents." So they pitched their tents where the presence of God was. Not only that, they had to obey the Lord's direction. They had to obey the Lord's direction. And if you're going to be flexible, you're going to have to obey the Lord's direction. Verse 18 of chapter 9 of Numbers. "At the commandment of the Lord, the children of Israel journeyed, and at the commandment of the Lord they pitched. As long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tents." So, you know, so here they are. They couldn't decide to get an extra day's journey because they felt a little bit better that day. Now, when the cloud stopped, they had to stop. When the cloud went, they had to go. And we need to be that. We need to be that in tune with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit says move, we need to move. Holy Spirit says don't move, we need to not move. And that seems to be our problem as human beings. We don't want to move when God wants us to move. When God wants us to be still, we want to move. And so it seems like we can't get our desires straight a lot of the times. But we need to be in tune to God's will and be flexible. They kept God's charge. They kept God's charge. What does that mean? It says, "Well, when the cloud tarried long upon the tabernacle many days, then the children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord and journey not. God told them. He commanded them. And so when God gives us commandment, we need to be flexible to obey that commandment and move where God wants us. And if God says don't move, we need to not move. There's a lot of young people that want to make decisions. I remember when Seth trying to make decisions about what to do with his future, I would tell him, I'd say, hey, you know, just wait. Just wait. And just, you know, but, you know, a lot of young people, no, they want to make a decision and go. And he waited and prayed. And so he's made a decision. He believes the Lord wants him to go in the Air Force. So I can support him. I can support him in anything that God wants him to do if he's following the will of God. And but we need to, sometimes we just need to wait on things. Sometimes our desires to do stuff right away can get us in trouble. Even in everyday things, you know, you may have a purchase that you feel like you just got to make. I just got to have that car. Are you not believing the deal they're going to give me on this car? Maybe you need to wait. Maybe you need to wait. And there's been a lot of times when I think I needed to buy something, and the Holy Spirit just seemed like it says to wait, and I don't make a decision right away, and then that something happens to show me that I wasn't supposed to have that car, that purchase. But we just need to wait on the Lord. Also, they were willing to follow day or night. And are you willing to follow God day or night? Are you willing to follow God through good times? Are you willing to follow God through trials day or night? You know, a lot of people, they're willing to follow God when things are going well, but things are not going so well. Sometimes they're not so willing to follow because they don't like that direction they're being led. And it's always easy. I remember Pilgrim's Progress. He talked about the one guy that came over the wall, and they were talking to him. And he says, well, I believe you are to follow God when he walks in his golden slippers and when the sun is shining and everything. And Pilgrim said, no, you got to follow God even if it's cloudy and when it's raining, he's wearing his rags. You got to follow God. And sometimes I think we want to be fair weather Christians. As long as things are going good, as long as the sun is shining, we're willing to follow. But as soon as the trials and the tribulations, you know, then we're not so eager to follow. You know, when the world is glad to see us and thanks a lot to Christians, it's easy for us to walk and walk openly for Christ. But when they don't so much like having us around, don't like so much the conviction they get when we're talking about the Bible, then, you know, they make us feel uncomfortable. Sometimes we don't walk as boldly as we should be. And I'll stand by my statement that the reason we have the problems we have today is because in years gone by, Christians they took a back seat and didn't want to speak out because they didn't want to cause any waves. So, but that's the past, and that's also the present and the future. We need to take a stand for what's right. But they were willing to follow day or night. And it said in verse 21, it was so when the cloud abode from the evening unto the morning that the cloud was taken up in the morning, they journeyed, whether it was by day or by night, that the cloud was taken up. So they had to move day or night. They were willing to wait on God's leading, willing to wait on God's leading. We've already talked about this. You need to be willing to wait on God to give you the direction for your life, whatever that may be. God is in control. God knows what is going on in our lives. And it says in verse 22, whether it were 2 days or a month or a year, and the cloud tarried upon the tabernacle. So, you know, it just didn't, you know, sometimes they were stationary for quite a long time. Sometimes they were only stationary for about a day. And I mean, think about this. This is not like a little camping trip. You had what, about conservative estimates put it at probably about could have been as many as 2 million people had to get up, and everything was laid out in order too. You had this tribe on this side and these tribes over here, and you had these tribes over here, and you had these tribes over here on each side of the tabernacle, and you had certain ones, their responsibility was to break the, to gather things up at the tabernacle, and they had to be stored a certain way, and so they could travel a certain way, and so it was a major undertaking for everybody to get moving. But they waited upon the Lord. So sometime they were setting up. Next morning they were moving out. Sometimes they got to stay a little bit, but they had to wait on the leading of the Lord. And lastly, they would follow God's man as he followed God. Followed God's man as he followed God. In the commandment of the Lord, they rested in their tents, and at the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed, and they kept the charge of the Lord at the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. Moses. They followed the man of God as he followed the Lord. And, you know, a lot of people, they don't want to follow anybody. They don't want to follow anybody. They don't want to follow the pastor. They don't want to follow a Sunday school teacher. Anybody in godly authority, parents, whatever it is, they don't want to follow. But, you know, we need to follow the commandments of God, especially if we have godly authority trying to lead us. God gave Moses a vision of what he wanted his people to do as he led them through the wilderness. God gives Pastor Spurbeck a vision of how he wants the work at Tabernacle Baptist Church to move forward. And we need to follow him as he follows God. And we need to follow the man of God. In too many churches that I know of, they spend more time having roast preacher than they do following the works of God. So flexibility. Now, we need to be flexible when it comes to serving the Lord. Always mindful of the Holy Spirit so that when God says move, we're able and willing to move. And if, you know, God will give you what you need to do the task that He has for you to accomplish. God will equip you. He will not leave you out there stranded, wondering, okay, you want me to do this, what am I going to do? God always gives provision where He leads. Now, while we should be flexible in following after God and following after God's commandments and serving God, I think we need to be careful because there's some things we don't need to be flexible about. There's some things we do not need to be flexible about. In 1 John 4:1, it says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they be of God, except because many false prophets are gone out into the world." So we need to be careful, and we need not to be so flexible that, this has a little bit of truth over here, and this over here has a little bit of truth, and we got some truth here, and you know, we got some Mormon truth, and we got Jehovah's Witness truth, and we got Islamic truth. No, that's too flexible. There are some things as a Christian you should be rigid about, and you should be rigid and unmoved, steadfast and unmovable when it comes to the Bible, when it comes to God's Word, when it comes to God's truth. Don't be flexible when it comes to the things of the world. The things of the world will lead you down the wrong path, and we're not to love the things of the world. We should love the things of God. Every good gift cometh from above, the Bible says. And so we should make sure that we are not flexible when it comes to the Bible. So, I'm sorry, these people that want, they believe abortion is a good thing. I'm not flexible when it comes to the Bible. The Bible says that's murder. And we should be inflexible, when it comes to the things of God, as opposed to the things of this world. But we need to be flexible in our service to God. Also, in Ephesians chapter 4, let me turn there. Verse 14, and it says, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. So, you know, we don't need to be tossed to and fro with every new doctrine supposedly and every new thing that supposedly comes up. We need to be stand fast and immovable and inflexible when it comes to the Bible and the teaching of God's Word. But again, when it comes to God and His leading, we need to be flexible so we can hear the Holy Spirit. And so that when God tells us, hey, this is what I want you to do, we can move out. Use, to use another military term, so we can move out and draw fire. Okay? And you move out for God, you're going to draw some fire. And anybody who's ever been in the military and tried to stand for God, you'll, if you haven't drew fire yet, you'll draw some sooner or later. But being flexible as a Christian, making our lives flexible, bending our will to God's will, and waiting on God to show us what that will is.